Hey guys, welcome to this special recap of the Trump-Biden debate and its aftermath, which is what we're seeing in the news consistently now since that debate ended. This is just a short recap. My co-host Brandon Jones is not with me today. He'll be back this week. We'll do a full episode and we'll cover this debate and beyond to the elections occurring in the UK and the disastrous elections that just happened in France, where a neo-Marxist far extreme left group took over the country. That is going to be big. I digress, though. Let's get into this Trump debate real quick. So the Trump-Biden debate was a total and complete disaster for Joe Biden. And if you missed it, he basically disintegrated on stage. It was very sad. He mumbled his way through random thoughts while an uncharacteristically calm President Trump just sort of let him do his thing. I want to play this video real quick. This is out of the Times in the UK. It's a highlight of sort of this disaster moment for Joe Biden.
Make sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID. Excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
My gosh. Okay, so that's pretty, that's a great example of basically what the debate was. Biden is exhibiting a very obvious signs of dementia and cognitive decline. And he really just couldn't stand toe-to-toe with Trump in this debate, who kind of just relaxed the whole time and let him do his thing. Here's some key takeaways from this debate. Trump essentially reinforced his claim that Biden was left with a nationally strong, economically powerful country, and all Biden had to do was just leave it alone, right? But instead, the Biden regime allowed these extreme neo-Marxists to infiltrate every level of bureaucracy in the country and managed to dismantle and destroy more than virtually any administration before them in history. And that's kind of what the debate was like as Trump leveled those accusations towards Biden. To name a few that came up in the debate, you have skyrocketing inflation, horrible gas prices, unbuyable houses, and internationally speaking, you have the world is on fire, right? You have Ukraine, Russia, you have European elections going far extreme left, you have NATO on the brink of war, you have Hamas savagely murdering and terrorizing Israel, and perhaps the worst example of Biden's incompetence, which actually came up during the debate, which is just amazing that Biden even dared to speak about this, was the treasonous and disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that saw the abandonment of our allies and the deaths of American Marines. Not to mention the handing over of approximately $86 billion worth of weapons and equipment to the Taliban, which we've now seen proliferated into the world, some of which actually showed up in the hands of Hamas when they savagely and brutally terrorized Israel on October 7th. And Joe Biden brought this up as if it was a great thing. So all this was discussed during the debate, and the whole time, Joe Biden had this absolutely astonished look on his face as if this is the first time he's hearing about the state of the country and the world. It's quite literally as if someone has kept him locked up in the White House in a room and just fed him propaganda about what's happening outside. Over and over again, as Trump brought up serious issues, Biden would have this look on his face like, what are you talking about? My people tell me everything's wonderful. It was pretty astonishing to watch. So, okay, it was bad. And minutes into the debate, polls started changing. Live data coming in during the debate indicated Trump surged to a 63% chance of winning the election just since the debate had started moments ago. At one point, in perhaps the most embarrassing moment of the debate, Biden claimed, this is really embarrassing, Biden claimed that the U.S. Border Patrol fully endorsed him for president, a claim that's laughable at best, given the state of the border and what's going on. But seconds later, the Border Patrol Union X account tweeted, and I quote, "To be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden." Ouch. The aftermath has been much worse. In the days that followed the debate, leftists across all industries were in an absolute panic. Many media personalities on the left immediately called for Biden to resign. CNN's John King, speaking on Anderson Cooper's post-debate panel, had strong words for Biden, Check this out. This is John King speaking to Anderson Cooper.
Your thoughts. Anderson, this was a game-changing debate in the sense that right now as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started minutes into the debate, and it continues right now. It involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other of the conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public with that call?
Okay. Those comments were reactions occurring in live time during and before or before the debate even ended. That's what people were talking about on the left. Now, a growing number of Democrats have called for Biden to resign, and his administration is very upset about this. I mean, like, they're mad, including Biden himself stating that he will not be leaving and that he will run against Trump in this election. So Biden sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for an exclusive interview, and it was almost as bad as the debate itself. Biden gives various excuses for his odd cognitive failure, saying that he was, quote, exhausted and that it was just a bad night, and then sums it up by saying that the real problem, not his dementia or cognitive failure, the real problem is Trump just lied. Again, echoing my opinion that Biden has been carefully sheltered from the world and the state of the nation under his regime, all the while these neo-Marxist bureaucrats have purposefully dismantled the United States. Check this clip out of Biden speaking with George Stephanopoulos regarding his performance and cognitive ability.
Part of the other concern is that this seems to have fit into a pattern of decline that has been reported on recently. New York Times had a headline on July 2nd, Biden's lapses are said to be increasingly common and worrisome. Here's what they wrote. People who have spent time with President Biden over the last few months or so said the lapses appear to have grown more frequent, more pronounced, and after Thursday's debate, more worrisome. By many accounts, as evidenced by video footage, observation, and interviews, Mr. Biden is not the same today as he was even when he took office 3.5 years ago. Similar reporting in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. Are you the same man today that you were when you took office 3.5 years ago?
In terms of successes, yes.
If you are told reliably from your allies, from your friends and supporters in the Democratic Party, in the House and the Senate, that they're concerned you're going to lose the House and the Senate if you stay in, what will you do?
I'm not going to answer that question.
I'm not going to answer that question. It's not going to happen. So there you go. Biden refuses to acknowledge the obvious signs of dementia he's experiencing and his complete inability to understand what's happening around him in the country and in this world. And it is that very refusal that makes this situation so very dangerous. We already know that our opponents around the world have promised to meddle with this election. We have that coming from intel that the Germans revealed on Russia. We have that from intel on China and North Korea, etc. Now, they've promised to meddle and also manipulate information, as the Mr. Medvedev in Russia said that he would confuse people so much that they wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the truth and a lie. And so the Dems here and their allies inside our nation's borders are colluding on this sort of cover-up of Joe Biden. At this point, we're essentially dealing with not only the neo-Marxist Democrats that hate America, but also their proclivity to be useful idiots for those nation states wishing to do us economical and geopolitical harm. Look, you don't have to be a Trump supporter to realize that these leftists are asking you to not believe what you're seeing with your own eyes. The Democrats' official response, by the way, which we've seen across mainstream media and coming from the Biden speakerphones like Mitch Landrieu, who is the national Biden campaign co-chair, is simply to call Trump a liar. That's it. That's their response. To just repeat over and over again in true defunct of fact socialist fashion that their enemies are lying. It's an age-old tactic, playing out the concept that if you repeat a lie long enough and often enough, people will start to believe you. And that essentially sums up the Democrats' official strategy in dealing with Biden dementia and the state of this country. In fact, Mitch Landrieu, speaking with CNN's Casey Hunt, closed his conversation with her sounding like a regime propaganda chief. And he said this, and I quote, "When Trump did tell the truth, it would hurt the country in a way that we Democrats cannot recover from." Whoa, that is a big statement. If there's ever a red flag for you to remember, it's this. The leftist party in this country openly stating that the truth will harm their objectives should be a warning for every American citizen. We know that if you seek and know the truth will set you free. Beware of the party that wants you to believe a lie and wants to hide the truth. That's it for our recap. We'll see you guys soon for a full episode coming out this week.